You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the show, we have Laura Sells, a certified keto nutrition health coach who specializes in women's weight loss. As founder of the 3X weight loss program, she has helped thousands of women get healthy, lose weight, and keep it off for good. Good stuff there. And Laura, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much. So super excited to be here today, Eric.
You bet, and really good to have you out with us. Thanks for your time. So for those people who are listening and are not sure what keto is, please explain what it is and get into some of those details to kick things off today.
Sure, definitely. So I'll start with explaining a little bit about how the body works so that you guys can get a full understanding of this. But basically, there's two sources of fuel that your body can use as energy. So it can use either carb fuel, which is also known as sugar fuel, or even more technical is glucose. So carbs, sugar, glucose, that's all one source of fuel. It can use that, or it can use actual fat. And the word keto is short for the word ketosis, and ketosis is just the medical term that's used to describe when your body is in a state of fat burning. So it's using fat for energy. And the byproduct of fat, when your body breaks down fat, it turns it into what's known as ketones. So that's where this whole keto word comes from, and it basically just means burning fat. So if you're trying to lose weight, you want to get rid of your excess body fat, what you want to do is you actually want to be in this metabolic state known as ketosis, because that is the way that your body burns fat. So this is kind of goes against the traditional method where people talk about, you know, burning calories and you exercise more than the food that you take in and you're going to lose weight. This is a totally different, method of fat burning where your body's actually going into its reserved stored fat and it's using it up for energy. And so out of those two fuel sources, the using carbs or the fat, here's what happens. Your body can only use one at a time. So it'll either be using carbs for fat it'll either be using carbs for energy or it will be using fat. And it always uses carbs first. It cannot use fat for energy if there is carbs. Or also, like I mentioned before, we use the words carbs, sugar, and glucose interchangeably because all carbohydrates break down into sugar once they're in your body. And just a more technical term for sugar is glucose. So if I say either of those words, they all mean the same thing. But if there's any of those carbs or sugar or glucose in the body, it cannot use up the fat. It always defaults over into burning up the sugar. So this is actually a survival mechanism that's been built into our DNA, and it's set up that way to keep us from dying of starvation, really. Our body likes to store fat and save it for later in case we're ever starving, and in that case, if we were starving, then it could go into the fat reserves and use that as fuel, and it could run for a long time on that fat fuel. So it likes to hold on to it. It likes to hold it, and the only way that your body will go over into that fat reserve and use that as energy as if it has no other choice but to do so. So the biggest mistake that I see people make when they're trying to lose weight is they don't understand the basic fundamentals of how the body works and how it burns fat. So they'll go on a diet or they'll go on an exercise plan, and they think it's all about calories in versus calories out, and they're eating the wrong types of foods, not understanding this whole survival mechanism that we have in play here with our body. And, you know, it's kind of intuitive when somebody goes on a diet, they know that they're supposed to avoid things like sugary, you know, candy and ice cream and soda, and they opt for healthy food or diet food, but they're not aware of this simple fact that all carbohydrates, they break down into sugar once they're in the body. So whether you eat a Snickers bar or whether you eat whole grain rice, once it gets broken down, the result is the same. It's glucose. And again, if that glucose is in your system, your body says, uh-oh, shut off fat burning, use the glucose, and store any excess glucose as fat for the future, right? So this becomes a problem for those of us who are trying to lose weight because, again, most people, they just don't realize this, and they think that the fat on their body came from eating fat. They think that the fat on their body is because they're not exercising enough, when really it's the fact that they're eating too many carbohydrates that their body cannot use, and so the body is storing everything they eat as fat. So what happens when you eat these high carbohydrate foods or sugar that break down into glucose, what happens is when your body senses that glucose, it releases a hormone known as insulin. Insulin is a fat storage hormone. Insulin's job is to get the blood, get the sugar out of the blood, put it into your cells, and it also converts sugar into fat and stores that fat on your body. So when you eat fat, on the other hand, that does not occur. Insulin is not released, and fat does not get stored as fat on your body. Fat is actually used immediately as fuel. It's not actually stored on your body. So that's kind of just a misconception that people have, you know, about eating fat. And a lot of people are just avoiding eating fat because they think that it's going to make them fat. But the reason the ketogenic diet is so effective is because it prompts your body to burn fat as its primary source of energy. And so the main point, the main takeaway here is that you want to convert your body over from burning sugar and burning glucose over into burning fat off of your body's fat reserves, and that's the way that you really can lose weight efficiently and keep it off for good, is to get your body into that state of ketosis.
And thanks for your thorough coverage and explanation on what keto is. Now, typically keto diets are very high in fat, and a lot of people might be skeptical about eating that much fat. Is the ketogenic diet really healthy?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, just like anything else, there's a right way to do something, and there's many, many wrong ways to do something. So it's really no different with this type of diet lifestyle. In my program, I promote it, doing it in the healthiest way possible, because I believe that losing weight begins with getting your body healthy. So there's, you know, I've seen a lot of keto diet programs out there that I wouldn't recommend anybody do, but with our plan, with the 3X Weight Loss Plan, we're doing it in a very healthy way. And so what I like to just tell people is, you know, if you're eating healthy fats like avocados and olive oil and coconut oil, and you're eating, you know, nuts and seeds and just very healthy, I call them clean, healthy fats, if you're eating those, then it's perfectly healthy. It's when people go on the keto diet and they think that they can eat whatever they want, and they gorge themselves on bad fats and trans fats and margarine and grease and tons of bacon and cheese, and that's when it becomes not so healthy for you. And a lot of the keto diets, they're really focused on eating a lot of fat, whereas my program diet, we do a moderate amount of fat. And the reason why is because, again, we want your body to use up its own fat for energy. So if you're eating a ton of fat, like most of these other keto programs are recommending, then your body is getting into ketosis and you are burning fat, but it's the fat that's coming from your diet and not the fat that's on your body. So there really is, you really do have to balance it out and just make sure that you're doing it in a very healthy way. But yeah, I mean, it really is, it can be done, you know, in a healthy way as opposed to an unhealthy way.
Good information there, Laura. Now, what are some of the other health benefits outside of weight loss that can occur from being in a state of ketosis?
Well, here's the thing. This is what's really, really shocking, is that, you know, one of the major, major underlying causes of the most common health issues and diseases out there, the one thing that they all have in common is high insulin. And so when you're on a ketogenic diet, you're controlling your blood sugar levels, and you are significantly reducing the output of insulin. So high insulin occurs when you're eating the standard American diet of, you know, 70% carbohydrates, where a lot of foods are processed and they're refined and they're full of sugar, and your body is really damaged by the amount of insulin that's being put out by your body to try to handle the high amount of sugar that's in your blood. And so a lot of people don't realize this, but high insulin really is the common denominator of things like heart disease, dementia, stroke, fatty liver disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and in some cases even cancer. So all of those health issues that a lot of people are seeing, you know, is related significantly to the amount of insulin that's being, you know, pumped out of their body. So it's going to significantly improve your overall health, your overall quality of life. Even if you're somebody who's already in great health, then, you know, you're going to experience even higher levels of health. You're going to have way more energy, because when your body is running on fat fuel, you're actually getting twice the amount of energy from your body than when it's running on carb fuel. You will not be hungry nearly as often, because in between meals, your body's burning fat, and fat provides your body with, you know, a lot of fuel and energy. So you don't have that constant feeling of being hungry or having cravings throughout the day. You're going to have better cognitive function. Your brain's going to be running at a much higher level than when it's running off of sugar. So there's just so many benefits to being in this state of ketosis. And again, if you're doing it in a healthy way, then it truly is one of the best things that you could do for your health.
Well, it's clear the benefits are certainly there. And what grabbed my attention was the cognitive benefit there. We are joined by Laura Sales, a certified keto nutrition health coach who specializes in women's weight loss, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Laura, for someone who wants to get started with keto, is it just as simple as cutting out all carbs and sugar, or how does one begin?
Yes and no. You can get your body into a state of ketosis by eliminating all sugar and carbs, but that wouldn't necessarily be the healthiest way to do it. So you want to make sure that if you're going to embark on doing a keto diet, that it is a healthy keto program. You want to make sure that in addition to getting rid of the sugar and the bad carbs, that you are providing your body with other nutrients that it needs, such as, you know, vitamins and minerals and the fiber that comes from eating a lot of vegetables. That's one thing that's missing in a lot of the keto programs, is vegetables. So in our program, I highly recommend that you, yes, get rid of the sugar, yes, get rid of the carbs, but you want to make sure that your body is getting the right nutrients so that your metabolism doesn't end up getting damaged and slowing down and breaking down later on down the road. So if you want to get into ketosis and start burning fat, that's great, but just make sure that you follow a healthy ketosis plan so that you can be sure that you're going to get the best results.
And also, Laura, what is the difference between the 3X weight loss program and just following a regular keto diet?
That's a great question. That's the question I get asked a lot. You know, why wouldn't I just do a regular keto program? What's, you know, the difference between your program and those? Well, with 3X weight loss, we're concerned with more than just getting your body into that fat-burning state. Yes, we want to get your body into a healthy state of fat-burning so that you lose weight, but we're also concerned with your overall health, because we want you to lose the weight and keep it off while experiencing the best health that you can possibly have. And in order to do that, you have to address more than just getting into ketosis. There's other things that come into play when you're trying to get healthy and losing weight. There's inflammation. You have to address your hormones. Your hormones are, you know, a big factor of whether or not you're going to be able to lose weight and get healthy. You have to address those nutritional deficiencies that I talked about. If you're not getting the right foods and not getting the right amount of nutrients, you're going to be deficient. There's other things like hydration, making sure you're getting enough water. How is your quality of sleep? How is your stress levels? Do you have toxins? Do you need to do a detox? So there's all different things that you have to address if you want to reach those optimal levels of health and lose weight and be able to keep it off. So that's our objective with 3X weight loss, is not necessarily just getting you into this state of ketosis where you're burning fat, but also doing it in the healthiest way possible. And with the 3X weight loss program, you're actually going to get better results than if you were to go on any other diet, because we're focused on your overall health. We handle the nutritional deficiencies. We give your metabolism the nutrients it needs. And, you know, we make sure that your body is actually thriving at the optimal level. So that's really the difference between, you know, 3X weight loss and all of the other programs, is that we are also concerned with getting you in a very, very healthy state, so that you can lose the weight, keep it off, and just have a great, long, healthy life.
And who wouldn't want that? Laura, thanks so much for joining us here today. A lot of great information here, and we thank you for what you do in this space. Where can listeners get further details on your 3X weight loss program and also be in contact accordingly?
Thank you so much. Yes, they can just go to the website, 3xweightloss.com. And there's a bunch of free information on there if anybody's interested in learning more about this amazing healthy keto program.
Well, good enough. Laura, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly have enjoyed your time with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Laura Sells, a certified keto nutrition health coach who specializes in women's weight loss. As founder of the 3X Weight Loss Program, she has helped thousands of women get healthy, lose weight, and keep it off for good. And for all the details, visit 3xweightloss.com. And again, this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.